And I'm trying to kind of wrap my head around the transition going from left tackle to right tackle and what's involved. I know we talk about footwork. I think I've heard about landmarks, I guess, where you place your hands. I mean, can you maybe shed a little bit more light on exactly what goes into that kind of a transition?
Well, I mean, when you have a person that's played left tackle for a while, there's a lot of body mechanics that are kind of set in place, and to make that transition, it takes a little time, it takes a little transition, but it's more so about your willingness to make the transition, and willingness to push through some of the hard times. It's not going to be as seamless for some as it is to others, but it can be done. It's been done throughout the league and throughout the history of this game, and it's just about your mentality and your approach to making that transition. So, of course, the technique is involved, the body mechanics, footwork, all the way up to hand placement. It is no different than any other position, and all those things have to be continued to be taught and reinforced. And it can be done.
Is it easier though, like if you're going from left guard to right guard because you're not, you're playing in a phone booth, so to speak? Is that usually an easier transition?
Sometimes it can be, I'll say that. And again, it's all about the player and what they're able to do and what their mindset is when it comes to making that transition. Again, it's been shown that it's been easier for some and harder for others. So I want to sit here and say that it's easier from the guard position compared to the tackle position. It all depends on the player more than anything.
When you put together this offense or contribute to this offense, do you look at the talent and say, okay, you know what, based on what we're seeing, what we've been drilling, maybe this is going to be a better zone block team as opposed to power scheme? Do you have that kind of input, and do you base what you're going to contribute to the overall plan based on what you see, or is it just you go in with a set mind and say, this is what we're going to do?
Well, at the end of the day, you always want to try to establish an identity from a scheme, from an offensive line room, as far as what you're good at and what you want to hang your hat on from a game plan standpoint. We won't know that for certain until we get the players in and find out exactly what we're able to do, whether it be zone scheme, gap scheme, more power stuff, or more outside zone stuff. All those things play a part, and so our approach is to evaluate the guys once they step in the building and see what we have and what they're able to do, and we'll put together the best game plan possible with the players that we do have.
Now, if I remember correctly, you were an offensive lineman in the day.
Yes.
So you've been in the huddle, you've been in the trenches. What kind of advantage does that give you? Because you're a fairly young man, you're probably not that far removed from the game. Do you feel like you have like an advantage or a perspective, I guess is a better word, that you can bring to these guys as you coach them?
It definitely does help. In my short experience that I've had coaching in this league, I've had a great relationship and great rapport with the players that I've worked with. Definitely my playing experience did help as far as building the bridge between the player and coach relationship, and they would always come to me with questions, what did you do here, and how did you see this when you did it, and having that experience to draw from definitely helps and helps to build the relationship that you need to be a successful line coach and to help develop a successful offensive line room.
So it can carry over even though you were in a different type of system though?
Yes, but the good thing is with the teams that I have played with and the coaching that I've experienced, I've had experience in multiple systems and multiple philosophies, so I can draw from those experiences and adapt to whatever questions or needs that the offensive line that I'm currently working for might have.